It doesn't really matter what we think, Venture said quietly. It's what Harper thinks that matters now. He has the disc. He has a dream. And he's offered me a very large amount of money to help him interpret the disc and realize that dream. Worrying, Robin agreed. Not as worrying as the fact that he described it as his final offer, Venture told them. We could jump ship in Rio, but I doubt we'll get the chance. And better to extricate ourselves amicably if we possibly can. Stay on good terms. He's a powerful man, and it wouldn't do to upset him if we can avoid it. Get some sleep, he went on, before Matt could ask him again what he meant. We're all going to need our wits about us. Looking over Venture's shoulder, Matt could see Harper staring at the disc, his forehead creased with concentration. The helicopter back to the waterfall pyramid was as noisy as ever. Both Harper and Venture seemed preoccupied. Harper's eyes were gleaming with excitement and enthusiasm. Venture, by contrast, was solemn and serious. Despite having seen it before, Matt was still as impressed as ever with the spectacular view of the approach to the pyramid. The sight of the water cascading down the side of the extinct volcano was almost hypnotic. As soon as the helicopter landed, the moment the noise of the engines had died and the rotors had spun to a lazy stop, Venture said to Robin and Matt, I've been thinking some more about that disc, and I'm convinced that Harper is now very close to what he is actually after. The rest is a diversion. It's the knowledge he thinks he can get from the disc that is really driving all this. First thing you do when you get inside is pack. We're leaving just as soon as I can persuade Harper we're no longer useful to him. But Harper, it seemed, would not be persuaded.
I really can't agree to let you go, he said,
as if he was refusing them some minor request. He stood by the helicopter, watching as men in khaki uniforms unloaded the crates into which the various artifacts had been repacked in Rio and carried them to the pyramid. It isn't a question of agreement, Venture told him. We came here to help you find the treasure, which we have now done. I really can't spare any more of my time. I have other things to see to, other work to do. Of course, if you'd like my help again, I can try to schedule something, but not for a while. So we are leaving. Now. Harper shook his head.
I don't think so.
One of the men in khaki had paused beside Harper. He was a tall man, solidly built and with a completely bald head. His skin was tight on the face, his eyes sunken, so that his head was a thinly wrapped skull. Harper nodded to the man.
Have you met Mr. Klein? He asked Venture. He is my head of security, so very efficient.